Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Politics is a lot like chess. There are two sides. Each has its own pieces. The pieces are positioned to carry out a predetermined strategy, and in the end, winner takes all. The big difference between politics and chess is that in politics, you never have the same pieces from game to game. Legislators come and go depending on who retires and who wins or loses elections. In politics, we also don't have the luxury of one player executing strategy for each side. In the case of legislators, we're dealing with 150 class presidents. They each move in the general direction of their party's platform, but they each have their own opinions, and sometimes, without warning, they go off the rails. It can be frustrating, but it's all part of the process. At this stage of the game, we're developing goals and strategies for the next legislative session that begins in January, but we won't know who the players are until after the election on November 8th. At that point, we'll have a clear view of the majorities in the House and Senate. More clarity comes after the winter caucuses, when Republicans and Democrats choose their leadership. Next comes the assignment of committee members, and at that point, we have a crystal clear picture of the political chessboard. At this point, it appears Republicans will maintain their majorities in both the House and Senate. The question is, will they gain enough seats to have supermajorities in both houses? Given the change in demographics of the state, it's a distinct possibility. A conservative House and Senate coupled with our conservative governor would allow us to move a strong pro-family agenda. At that point, the battle moves to the courts. In the last legislative session, the Montana Family Foundation brought forward 36 bills on issues ranging from abortion to transgenders and women's sports to school choice and religious freedom. 24 of those bills passed and were signed into law, and 12 of those are now tied up in litigation. The upside is that it's forcing judges to rule on controversial issues, which is exposing those with a liberal political agenda. For the 16 years prior to 2021, Democrat governors flew cover for the courts by vetoing the controversial conservative bills. When voters elected Governor Gianforte in 2020, the courts lost that cover, and judges are now being forced to rule on bills that liberals hate but that are popular with the voters at large. One example is the ballot referendum to require a minor to notify parents before getting an abortion. It passed by 73%, has been bouncing around the courts since 2013, and finally landed in front of Judge Abbott in Helena. He indicated he would rule on the case sometime in late summer, but here it is nearly October and still no ruling. It's frustrating for our side to play by the rules only to become the victims of partisan judges who are placed and kept on the courts by well-funded liberal special interest groups. No one ever said this grand experiment in self-governance would be easy, but for it to succeed, we must register, vote, and stay engaged. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.